Keep those thieving hands to yourself.
I get that one all the time.
So welcome to Thumcast. And I guess, I'm not sure. I mean, this is going to be a really mixed bag episode because it's been a while since we last talked. And I'm not even sure what I've done since then. I can say that I have made the 100,000K achievement finally. It's taking me a while.
Meanwhile, I'm still living in poverty.
Well, it's so nice. Now that I don't have to save up all this money, I've started buying all the houses. And guess what? I can't buy the house in Windhelm because the Blood in the Ice quest hasn't started, and it doesn't seem to be starting, so...
It's broken.
Yeah.
I read that one's broken, yes.
And that's the best house. That's the house with the most room, the most chests, the most stands, the most everything.
Well, apparently not.
It has an armory in the basement.
I've been pretty happy with the Breeze home because you have a blacksmith like Breeze right outside.
Pathetic.
And you just run
you should
up
see
the
my giant mansion in solitude, man.
He has vast tracts of land.
I haven't fully moved in there yet, but I've bought everything for it. Man, yeah, once you finally get that achievement, you've got all this cash sitting there. It's like, I have to spend. I must spend.
Well, speaking of the houses, now, I did buy a house in Macarth, which is probably the least desirable place. But did anybody else do the Undercity in Macarth, the Dwemer City?
Well, hang on. Did you go for the actual real house or the abandoned house? it's a creepy place, so...
Found a lot of people dislike me after having gone through that. But no, I bought a house.
They liked me again after I was, you know, thrown in jail and escaped and re-honored. And I don't like Macarth, mostly because of all the cannibalism.
So, right, but did you do the Undercity quest in the Dwemer City?
Yeah, I did.
Did you turn on the security system?
Yes, and I noticed that suddenly there were Centurions whacking the heck out of Falmer after that.
Yes, I quite liked watching that. Of course, you have to get out of there still.
It was fun right up to the point where one of the Centurions noticed me.
In Blackmarsh, is that what it's called? That under city of the old dwarves?
It's Nidalk or something like
Black
that.
Ridge.
I can't pronounce it.
Blackreach.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah. There's lots of Centurions set up as security posts, and you can click the switch and they come to life. So there was a giant walking around down there, so I lured the giant over, flicked the switch, and ran away.
Giant down there? I didn't see that. What I did find is if you go to the armory and you find the dead body there, you know, you go to the armory and you see the Centurion and spiders just standing there, and I swear, I kept walking over and looking over my shoulder every 3 seconds to make sure they weren't moving. I mean, the game really did immerse me at that point because I kept looking around to see, okay, have they moved yet? Have they moved yet? Have they moved yet?
As many places as we go through where stuff is not moving, or you have those sealed up catacombs and there's nothing there, and then you walk past and then you hear clunk clunk, and then out come a bunch of Draeger, or clunk clunk, then the Centurions start. I mean.
Well, yeah, that's what you think is going to happen, and it really lured me in. I really thought they were going to come off their little pedestals and start beating the crap out of me.
I feel the same way when you see them on display. I'm sort of looking around going, guys, do you know how dangerous these things are?
I'm such a tank now. I can take on dragons regularly without even using my potions. I just stand there and whack at them now. That's right. I killed 2 giants now and like 3 mammoths. So it's like this dragon armor with smithing enhancements has really helped.
Yeah, so... I found another companion, and this is the trick with companions, is when you meet them, that's the level that you're at, is the level they stay at for the rest of the game, which is really screwy. So I've been trying to find someone who can be a companion who I haven't met yet, because I need someone up at my level, get on my level. And I finally found one, I believe. She hasn't died yet, so I think that's ample proof. Anyway, we're fighting a bunch of Thalmor and some Forsaken were also there, and a dragon also decided to come down. So she survived that, I survived that. As I was shooting fireballs up, my horse decided to run in front of me, and it got flamed and died.
Well, actually, I'll tell you where you can meet a companion you haven't met yet. If you buy the house in Macarth, you get a companion in the house.
Well, that's what I did. My current follower is the one from my Thane house call from Solitude.
Okay.
So, yeah, that quest to get the house in Windhelm Bug, that's really annoying. I really want to get the big house. But I'll be getting... So the house in Macarth, you say it's exciting. There's this quest in Macarth, and it's a Daedric Prince quest, and it involves eating flesh of people, dead people. And I really didn't want to do it, but I want to get this Daedric Artifacts achievement, and there are only 16 in the game, and you have to get 15 to do it, and there is a chance that two of them can glitch out, so I'm trying to be real careful. So I basically had to let this guy die and eat his flesh to get this ring. But the first time I did it, was before I realized that I needed to do it, I basically went in there, and there was an option of leave him alone, and you get into a confrontation with Aeolus, Aeolus. And you kill everybody there. Macarth is a ghost town. No one lives there anymore. Well, they're all freaking cannibals.
Well, actually, I didn't even get that far with that. I didn't even have to make the choice about whether to eat any flesh, because as I was cleaning the Draugr out, I swear that Aeolus, or whatever her name is, she's worse than Lydia as far as running in front of fireballs. I must have gone back on saves three times before I finally said, you know, the heck with it. She can run in front of the fireball, and then I'll just be happy blowing the hell out of her, because I got tired of her running in front of a fireball and then saying, you must die. So I just said, fine.
When that happened to me, she turned around, she's get all upset at me, and I was trying to fight the dragon priest at the same time. I just healed her, and then she was like, oh, okay, we're friends again.
I just blew the hell out of her. I just said, fine, I don't like you anyway.
Is that a unique thing, that dragon priest that doesn't have a name and doesn't give you a mask? I think that may be a one-off. Unless it was a dragon priest for you, it might just be an issue of my level.
Don't know. I've run into only two dragon priests so far.
And were they named with masks?
Yeah, they both had masks, and I'm wearing, by mistake, really, the heavy armor one, because I decided the stats looked better. The funny thing is, on my Xbox game, I'm not nearly as far along, because I got really torqued off about that glitch that stops you dead on both main quests, so I started over again.
So, yeah, let's talk about that. Patch 1.2 comes out tomorrow. The patch notes so far, and...
It doesn't address that glitch.
Let's be specific here. We don't have the actual patch notes from Bethesda. So we don't know what it's going to fix.
You've got the blog post from them, and it doesn't list it.
I know. And they didn't list any quest changes at all. So I'm a little bit shocked, because you'd think by now that they would have known the set of bugs they need to fix, the conditions they need to fix. And
well, no, I think it's like this. They may well have a fix for this. There is a big time lag between when a vendor gets a fix and when they can get the Xbox and PS3 version actually shipped out.
Because they've got to go through all that stuff. They're doing something really weird here. They can push out a PC update anytime they want, pretty much.
But I think they're synchronizing them.
Yeah, that's the weird thing. They're trying to synchronize them. And they couldn't do it because the PS3 version was so broken they had to put the fix out ASAP. And now they're putting out the PC and the Xbox version out at the same time. But it's not like they have to go through a big Microsoft certification thing for the PC version. They just push new files up to Steam and flick the switch. So...
But that's what they're doing. They're synchronizing them.
This just reminds me of when they were bringing out the first set of DLC for Xbox only nonsense. And if they do that again...
You're going to be torqued off again, because they're doing, if you've been following along, the first two Skyrim DLCs are going to be 30-day Xbox exclusives.
It's just such rubbish.
It's Fallout New Vegas all over again.
You can't sit there and tell me that their main audience for games like this isn't PC. I will never.
No, but their main audience for Piles of Cash is probably Microsoft.
I don't know what kind of deals they're making behind the scenes, what sort of partnerships they have. I just really wish they'd stop it.
Well, with that said, let's get back to some of the game stuff. So, Scott, you've gotten yourself all the way up to 100 smithing and made the dragon armor, so you can now stand toe-to-toe with giants.
Yes, I do. Last night I decided to go to a giant's camp, and I just started attacking the mammoths because I didn't see the giants at first, and then suddenly the giants were there attacking me, and I just took them out.
Wow.
And, it's like they didn't knock me back or anything, because I have my enhanced my armor with more scales to be even better, And, yeah, that it really pays off.
Yeah, see, well, I'm playing mainly on my PC game. I'm playing a mage still, and I don't even think I have that option. I just kite and fireball. Or stand on top of mountains and fireball. That works well, too.
Well, I finally got up and took the Assassin's Blade perk with the stealth skill, which I'm up to 91 on that, so that's going to be my first 100. And I found, gee, that works really well on the things that are tough. Just sneak up behind them, stabby.
How fast do they die?
Like 2 seconds.
So the like first one or two hits kills them.
Yeah, double daggers. I click it both at the same time, and it goes, and they're down.
Wow,
that sounds great. So this is what I'm saying. The destruction path is underpowered. Where, you know, a mage that can shoot fireballs and lightning out their hands should be more powerful than someone with two daggers sneaking in the dark. It should be.
You'd think so, but you know, the funny thing is, I bet, Mac, you should do the Mythic Dawn quest then, because at the end of that, you get a dagger that there, but you get the dagger that there's a small chance that it'll be instantaneous death for anything you hit with it. So if you take that along with your sneak and backstab, you'd be absolutely lethal.
See, I could use that for things like the dragon priests, because I actually forgot that I'd been stabbing things. I'd been going through this first dragon priest area all being able to snipe things with archery, so I didn't think to try stabbing on him, but I ended up doing, because there's a bunch of pillars in that particular room that the dragon priest was in, so I could like hide behind the pillar, shoot from one side, scoot around to the other side of the pillar, and he wouldn't find me. So, you know, it's 10 or 15 minutes of tink, tink, tink.
I'd like to take a moment to be very thankful that we have games like Skyrim. I was watching people play the Star Wars The Old Republic. And they're all standing around. There's a big, gigantic mech shooting lasers at them. They're standing there, not even moving, shooting back at this thing, getting hit by it. And every time they hit it, numbers appear above its head, like 121 or 223. And that's just not fun. Having a guy swing his sword at me and being able to jump back away from him and have him miss and then stab him in the side or shoot him with a fireball, that's gameplay.
Well, I've actually been very impressed with the way the arrow stuff works in this game. The only reason I did this is my daughter came home for Thanksgiving. She started playing Skyrim. First thing she did was start leveling up the bow and arrow. And I'm watching her play, and she goes to that bridge. You see the bridge at the very beginning of the game where the bandits are camped out, the one that goes across the river near Whiterun?
She's way the
hell back, and she's got this thing where you pull the bow back, and you get this sort of focus where suddenly you can see further away than you should be able to see.
Yeah, you press the left button.
I was just gobsmacked. I've been walking up to these guys and fireballing them at fairly close range and getting the crap kicked out of me. And there she is before they can even see her, taking them out with the bow.
Sneak attack.
Basically how I play most of the time.
I've been doing that. I've been leveling up my archery bit by bit. I'm also heading towards... I just got the speech thing that lets you sell whatever you want to anyone. And the next one after that is being able to invest in merchants so that you can up their level. But it's kind of pointless now that I've reached that 100k. I think I'll be able to unlock, apart from the Windhelm bug, all of the houses... and then I get to decide where I want to live. I think I'll go to Solitude. It's a fancy place.
But you still need to carry all your crap back and forth between the cities.
Well, that's very easy. You put everything in your pack, and you get on your horse, and your horse moves exactly fast as you want to. And you can fast travel.
You can fast travel with the bug, yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Speaking of overloading yourself with stuff, Madjin was telling me earlier today that if you tell a companion to take something, because you can tell your companions to do things, right? Anything they take, no matter whether or not you're allowed to take it, is marked as a stolen good.
Really?
What?
Anything you give your companion is marked as stolen?
I've been doing this the whole time. You guys didn't know that? I told you that. They make perfect
menus. No, it's not that. It's if you tell them to pick it up, it will be marked as stolen, and it doesn't count towards their weight. If you give them something, it counts towards their weight. So you can have them carry an unlimited amount of stuff, but all of it will be marked stolen, so you'll need to use a fence. Or get the speech perk that lets you sell things as a fence.
Okay. That's weird.
But that's unlimited. That means you can... I didn't realize it was unlimited. They can carry any number of amount of stuff. That's crazy.
That's another... That should be added to the... have you seen the bug list on the Skyrim forums at Bethesda?
No, I haven't, actually. I've just been reading the wikis.
It just keeps going. going and going. It's like an EverReady battery ad. It just keeps going and going.
And yet, I've had one crash since the day one crashes I was having with Skype. One crash, and that was when I first met Elos, the flesh eater. I took a screenshot, went to talk to her, and popped back to desktop for no apparent reason. And that's the only time it's happened to me. And so, in terms of like game quality, I mean, this is way up there. This is the least buggy game I've had on PC in a very long time.
Oh yeah, that way it's stable. It's the only part that irritates me is some of these quest glitches, particularly the one I keep going on about. But yeah, the game itself is pretty stable.
Yeah, the only couple of times I've had crashes, it's been related to Steam Cloud trying to sync at the same time or something, and then it kind of has a derp moment.
There was a day there, it was ironic, I was reading the forums and people were complaining about DRM, and someone said, you know, when has DRM ever gotten in the way of you having fun with your game? And that day, the Steam Cloud Sync was down, and that basically meant you could play, but you wouldn't be playing to get achievements. Of course, I'm trying to get these done achievements, so that was pointless to me.
Yeah, well, you know, so there was his question answered.
Yeah, it happens. I mean, the wonderful thing about the Steam DRM is that it lets you install your game on as many computers as you want, and that's nice. I mean, it's better not having DRM at all. This was all in relation to that Ubisoft guy claiming that all PC people are thieves and steal everything.
Oh, wait on your customer base over ass.
Oh, yeah.
See, okay, I could be in favor of in-game cannibalism if it was him. Okay, so I had another question. Since we've been playing for quite a while now, is everybody through the main quest, or is Scott still not through the main quest?
I'm not through it either.
Oh, okay.
I'm on diplomatic immunity.
I'm ahead of Scott, though.
Okay, so where are you up to, James? You finished the main quest completely?
On the PC, yes, I finished the main quest. I sided with the Stormcloaks, took that all the way to the end because I wanted to make darn sure there was no chance of a glitch when I did the Dragon Quest. So I got that all the way through. Then I went on to finish the Dragon Quest. And I'll tell you, there's the point where you go to the Eyrie. You have the dragon you capture at Whiterun take you on its back and take you to the Eyrie, and you're supposed to go through the portal. There's a point there where if you want, and I found it's optional, and thank goodness it's optional, because after failing horribly three times, I just gave up and went through the portal. There are two elder dragons on perches you can choose to attack. They're sleeping. Now, who has actually tried to beat those elder dragons?
I did.
Hang on, sleeping? They went sleeping when I arrived.
They were sleeping. You could hear. I kept hearing a noise, and I thought, "What is that?" Well, it's them.
How
snoring.
The heck did you go there? And the brothers were sleeping. That's insane. Because they're the toughest
snoring.
Dragons in the game.
Yeah, and I just walked right by them.
Okay, so here's a little gotcha. The dragon priest you have to fight at the top there. You can only go to this place once, and if you don't take his mask, you can never complete the dragon priest mask monument. So if you didn't take his mask at that point. Tough luck.
Wow, okay, I didn't know that. I did take his mask, but I didn't know that.
That's the only one of those, quote-unquote, things that I've found so far in Skyrim. I hate them in other games.
Because that location is only accessible on the back of the dragon, and you only get to ride that dragon once.
Yeah, and the other thing you could do is, if you're going to go on that quest, make sure you have a heap of stamina so that you can carry as much as possible out of that place.
Yeah.
Because after killing those two dragons, I couldn't carry the bones and scales. I had to leave them behind, and of course, you can't go back and get them.
Yeah. Now, oddly enough,
I just
want to
talk about a meta conversation here without spoiling it for Scott and Mackie. The ending. Kind of a little bit of a letdown, I think.
It was an anti-climax. I mean, because there were three, like I said, there were three times I tried to fight the Elder Dragons. And that's why I finally said, fine, let sleeping dragons lie. Because they were asleep, I walked by them, I was happy.
You know what would have been cool? If you had to fight like 20 dragons at the end, at once. That would have been cool.
Apparently not with my character.
There was this a review recently about Zelda Skyward Sword, and they said that one of the things that this game gets right that Skyrim didn't is the epicness. And their argument was that, you know, you fight a dragon in Skyrim, and that's awesome, and then you fight another one, and then you fight another one, and then you fight another one. And, you know, after a while, it loses the epic feeling, because, like Scott, you can take on dragons and giants and mammoths with ease once you get to a certain level of expertise, right? So that level of epicness is lost in a way, and especially when we're talking about the climax of the game, it just does. It's an anticlimax.
It's not as tough. That last battle is not as tough as if you decide to take on the two Elder Dragons.
Right. The real challenge in this game is after you've completed it, it's going after the Dragon Priests.
Right.
Scott's he's going, la, 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 I don't want to hear la, la, la. So we'll bring Scott back. The Dragon Priests, have you managed to make it to the Dragon Priest Mask Shrine yet, James?
No, I haven't. I've just been, after I finished the main quest, I've kind of been just trying to figure out enchanting. So what I've been doing is putting skill into enchanting and just getting things, trying to put an enchantment on them, because I'm kind of trying to level that up. So I haven't really been playing any of the quests at all. I've just been seeing, okay, let's take this item, throw an enchantment on it, and see how that works.
Okay, Austin, you've completed every achievement now, and for whatever reason, the Dragon Priest masks isn't an achievement, whereas I would have thought it should have been. Have you killed all the Dragon Priests and got all the masks?
No, I've only gotten like three, but I found their little mini shrine at the Libertharian or whatever.
Labyrinthium, yeah.
So after you killed that first dragon, well, quote unquote, first dragon priest, it wasn't the first one I came up against during the main quest. You come back in Labyrinthium, there's a wooden mask in a little hut outside of Labyrinthia. You put the wooden mask on, and it takes you to an alternate dimension where someone set up a shrine for all the dragon priest masks. So you basically, it's a mini side quest, but it's not a quest at all, and there's no achievement for it. You've got to collect up all of these Dragon Priest masks by killing all the Dragon Priests, and you can put them on this trophy. It's a bit like the snow globes.
Yeah, okay.
Except they're a hell of a lot harder. And it's the Daedric Prince quests are fun in general, or just horrible, as they often are. Some of them are quite challenging, like Pirates one is quite challenging. And the boss there gave me a lot of trouble. But
no, which one was that?
The Prince of Pestilence, I guess, is what he
okay.
is.
But where was it?
It's near Makath.
Okay, I didn't do that one. The only Daedric Prince one I've done is the one that comes at the very end of the Mythic Dawn quest.
I believe the Dragon Priests often guard a dragon word as well. And I think there's like 9 of them. 10? Okay. Oh, speaking of named things, when you're down in Blackreach, there's this big glowing yellow ball over the meeting hall. You may have noticed it up in the ceiling.
Yeah,
I saw that. You do a power shout at it, a dragon appears and attacks you.
Really?
A named dragon.
Oh, great, great. So all you'd have to do is hit the switch to make sure there are centurions about.
Yeah.
And then do that.
Except the dragon will waste the centurions.
But yeah, they just make things more exciting.
I think some Falmer were fighting it for me. I can't remember. I did the Call of Valor, and I tell you what, the number of things I can conjure now, you know, with Sanguine, Call of Valor, my own regular conjuring. You know, if I walk into a room and things are just going badly, I can just pull all these people out of nowhere, and I've got an army on my side. It's awesome.
Yeah, somebody mentioned that on the Facebook page we have. They mentioned that they, between their conjuring and the summoning with the shouts, they have a regular posse coming along with them to the major battles.
Yeah, in fact, I've been getting so jealous of some people talking about how overpowered different lines are. Like the conjuring line, when you get to 100, you can summon Demora, you know. It's really powerful. And someone else was talking about the enchanting line. Another person was talking about the blacksmithing line, and it just sounds like that. I'm whining. The destruction line is just not powerful enough, done it.
Well, no, that's what I've come to the conclusion. I mean, you can blow things up quite nicely. By the time you get your destruction to somewhere between 60 and 80, most things go down in 1 to 2 hits. But still, the things that don't go down in 1 to 2 hits are a real problem, because if they get close to you, you're just wasted.
No, because they never get close to you unless you're outnumbered. You do the dual casting stun, and you can do that over and over again on anything, even dragons. And as they recover from the stumble, while they're stumbled, as I said in the previous episode, while they're stumbled, it doesn't matter how many times you hit them, they take no damage. Once they recover from the stumble, you can hit them again, they stumble again. stumble again.
Okay.
And keep
going.
Maybe
I'm just playing it wrong, because what I tend to do is keep a healing spell in one hand and the destruction in the other.
Now, two casting does more damage, costs less magicka, and makes them fall back if you have that perk.
Yeah, well, I do have that perk. I just haven't been using
it. Yeah, you'll fail. Well, we're going to try and get back on a more regular schedule, which means we're not going to do these long hour ones. But I think next time we get together, we're going to talk about some mods. I know Austin's itching to talk about mods. Yep, there we go.
Do not try the inventory mod yet. It's not done.
Okay, that's a shame, because that's the one you really need.
It's not done yet. I had more missed selections with that one than I care to talk about.
Okay, so we'll be talking about mods next time. And then after that, hopefully certain people on this podcast will have gotten further in the main quest.
Further, yes. Finish, don't count on it. I get distracted by shiny things very easily, much to other people's amusement.
Yeah, that was a thing when I think it was Joystick where they were talking about this is the ultimate distraction game.
Yes. I'm just going from point A to point B, but I have to stop and get this, and oh, there's shiny things, and oh, over here, look, more shiny things, and oh, a new quest. Where was I going again?
Cave.
Ooh, or.
Okay, I'm going to try something new here. I don't think this is going to work, but I have to try it.
Missed an episode? Need to subscribe to the iTunes feed? Want to join the Facebook group? Want to join the Steam group? Find these links at www.jeroba.com/thewimcast.
Whoa, that works really well.
Need to teach her to slow down.
Slow down. Days as a Skyrim widow. The dark side of gaming addiction. Very nice, Scott. Hopefully Gems will put this link in here to our website. People can read it and enjoy it.